think it over. Today, we have higher buildings and wider highways, but shorter temperaments and narrower points of view. We spend more, but enjoy less. We have bigger houses, but smaller families. We have more compromises, but less time. We have more knowledge, but less judgment. We have more medicines, but less health. We have multiplied out possessions, but reduced out values. We talk much, we love only a little, and we hate too much. We reached the moon and came back, but we found it troublesome to cross our own street and meet our neighbors. We have conquered the outer space, but not our inner space. We have higher income, but less morals. These are times with more liberty, but less joy. We have much more food, but less nutrition. These are the days in which it takes two salaries for each home, but divorces increase. These are times of finer houses, but more broken homes. That's why I propose that as of today, you do not keep anything for a special occasion, because every day that you live is a special occasion. Search for knowledge, read more, sit on your front porch and admire the view without paying attention to your needs. Spend more time with your family and friends. Eat your favorite foods. Visit the places you love. Life is a chain of moments of enjoyment, not only about survival. Use your crystal goblets. Do not save your best perfume, and use it every time you feel you want it. Remove your vocabulary phrases like one of these days or someday. Let's write that letter we thought of writing, one of these days. Let's tell our families and friends how much we love them. Do not delay anything that adds laughter and joy to your life. Every day, every hour, and every minute is special. And you don't know if it will be your last.